after private consultations to discuss the latest developments in Lebanon, Ifal Epetang said meetings may continue during the weekend as French and U.S. diplomats try to resolve differences over a resolution calling for a truce. The Ghanaian ambassador, serving as this month's council head, said members are trying to take action to stop the fighting, but there are factors beyond the council's control.
It's not easy to resolve all the difficulties, and therefore we're giving the parties as much leeway as possible. Americans and the French, who are taking the lead on this issue, have to talk to the parties to the conflict, the Lebanese and then the Israelis, before they can agree on a package. So this is why there's so much delay in taking any concrete step.
The resolution calling for a truce has been stalled because France and the United States are divided over which should come first, a ceasefire or the deployment of international troops. Ifa Apentang also expressed concern about the humanitarian situation in Lebanon, asking the international community to be more generous in its response to a UN appeal for aid to Lebanon. UN officials say over 900,000 people have been displaced since the fighting began. Meanwhile, UN spokesperson Ahmed Fawzi said reported Israeli shelling appears to have cut off the supply route used to deliver humanitarian aid to communities in South Lebanon.
An assessment team is checking the road to see whether aid convoys can use it, but the convoy for today has been cancelled. Due to the bombardment of southern Beirut yesterday, most of the truck drivers didn't report to work this morning, and another convoy to Tyre was also cancelled.
Fawzi says UN officials have been in touch with Israeli authorities concerning the humanitarian situation, but he would not detail the conversations. Barbara Schatzel, VOA News, New York.